I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you empowered programming, information that is unfiltered, uncensored by corporate media, so that you can find out the information you need to make better decisions in your life. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the shows and hosts and support them. Invite them to dinner. Become buddies and friends with them. But in truth, get the information that allows you to make better choices within your life. Now, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. The Rhoda Psychic Fair has been a mainstay in Monterey County for over 34 years, and it's at a wonderful time of the year because it's Samhain, it's Halloween, it's All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the Day of the Dead. It's when the veils between the worlds are thinnest, which means only one thing. It's time to have fun. So come on out, wear your costume. Wear the mask of who you're trying to be, the mask of who you really are, the mask of who you want to hide behind. Doesn't matter to us. Just make it a fun time to come on out, have a reading, have a healing, visit the vendors, the crystals, and all the wonderful free lectures that you get with the price of admission. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com. And also, since we're only an annual event, we have smaller events going on throughout the year. If you go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list, you'll find out about the other events going on, such as March 19th and 20th, when Rhoda Psychic Fair is teaming up with Diane Garris as part of the Virtual Psychic Fair. Now, I'll be online doing readings both through chat or through online calls, however you choose to receive them. There'll be free presentations for those people who register, as well as a wonderful vendors mall where you can look at the offerings being provided by the vendors and see if there's something you need there just to tweak up your life a little bit. So that's March 19th and 20th. You can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to find out more about that and connect on over. Well, here we are, the 9th of March. The 9th of March, and as you know, I Love Me Some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book As a Man Thinketh in 1903. His essay is based on chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And James Allen wants to remind us that our present is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our future is not predicated on our past thoughts and actions. Our future is predicated on our present thoughts and actions. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his writings have been broken up so that there's a little bit for each day of the month. And today he reminds us that suffering is a response to pain. Suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It's an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself, with the law of his being. Now, what he's saying is, for those of you who may feel yourself in pain right at this moment, no one's saying don't feel your pain. don't know your pain, don't honor your pain, don't see your pain as an indication of something that's out of balance in your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, or otherwise. But understand that you also are have the ability to heal your pain. Now, I'm not telling you don't go to a medical doctor if that's a physical pain, injury, hurt, or illness. But what I am saying is it's all about how we approach it. It's our mindset, it's our belief system, and it's our trust in ourselves and in the divine. We've got to take a look at our pain and saying, I don't need to be in pain and live in pain if I choose not to be. That's why you see so many people who are disabled or debilitated in some way, but yet they have a smile and are able to get through their lives because the pain, the suffering, is not running their life. And that's really what James Allen wants us to take, is that very often pain and suffering becomes our excuse for not doing something, for not shifting the circumstances of our life, for not changing what we want to change. You don't understand. I'm in pain. And you're right. I don't understand that you're in pain. But what I do understand is that we all have the ability to shift our suffering. It's up to us. Today's Daily Word says, in silent reflection, I connect with my essence of peace. I think that's a wonderful counterbalance to this whole idea of suffering as a response to pain, is that in our silent reflection, we can create that inner sense of peace, that inner guidance, that inner direction, that inner truth of knowing we do not have to be a suffering human being unless we choose to make that our course in life. I don't often do it, but today I did pick a tarot card to go along with today's show to see what would come up. And the card I picked is called New Vision. Now, in the Osho Zen Tarot deck, they're all done differently than normal tarot, but this would be the major arcana card of the Hanged Man in a traditional tarot. But in the Osho Zen Tarot, we have a figure in the card kind of growing up. It's as if they've had roots in the ground below, and they're growing up through the earth, and they're extending themselves into the universe, into the infinite. And the shapes around the body show the many dimensions, because there's a circle. There's a square which represents the physical, the manifest, the known. The circle is the unmanifest, the spirit, pure space. And then there's a triangle which symbolizes the threefold nature of universe, manifest, unmanifest, and the human being who contains both. So there's these figures around, and really what it shows is this person coming from earth and extending up into the infinite and the universe, to the manifest and unmanifest. It all comes together as one. And it's called a new vision. And it reminds us that when we open up to the ultimate opportunities, to the true blessings of the divine, it pours into us. And that surely goes right to the heart of James Allen's suffering is a response to pain. So when we're in pain, when we're suffering, we just need to remember that we're out of balance. And we don't shame ourselves or fault ourselves or blame ourselves. We don't even pretend we're not in pain if we're in pain. It's not a pretense. But it's not allowing ourselves to live within the suffering, but to recognize that we have the opportunity at every moment to open ourselves to the unbounded, to the limitlessness of all that's around us. And today is a very powerful day of limitlessness. This is the month, as you know, from Kirilani has shared about self-truth and spiritual truth. It's about an awakening. It's about an understanding. It's about a spiritual liberation throughout the entire month. And when we come off yesterday's, super new moon solar eclipse where we had the moon closest to the Earth. It's a new moon. It's in Pisces, that super sensitive time. So even though it's an emotional time with a super new moon, it's also an extra emotional time with Pisces. And then we have the solar eclipse on top of it, which is essentially saying it's not only time to awaken to the new, it's time to get rid of the old, the stagnant, the useless. Not only does a new door open, but a new story begins, which means we don't live forward in our current story. We create a new story. Everything is changing. Our energetic fields are changing whether we want to or not, and we're leading up to Friday's moon wobble. Now, the moon wobble is because the moon is so close to the Earth, it's going to be wobbling from left to right, and it reaches its peak energy release point on Friday, the 11th of March. We've had 10 days starting from the 1st of March leading up to it, and we'll have 10 days afterward going to the 21st. But this is a time to really release the energy holding us back. Often that energy is what we've put deep inside of ourselves. It's the energy we buried. It's not the energy of what John said to me, what Susie said to me, and what Peter did. It's the energy we're holding inside that we've used as our blockage and our limitation. Sometimes it's our choice of suffering. The fact that I'm in pain may be a physical element. You know, I had a bad sprain of my ankle in November. I still go through pain with it. That is a reality. It's a physical issue. If I choose to be a suffering derelict over it, that's my emotional choice. And so this is the week. It's the emotional week of the month. This is a month of self-truth and spiritual truth. We're at a peak point today of releasing and allowing ourselves to be fully aware of who we are. And we've got all the energy of our super new moon in Pisces with the solar eclipse, followed by the wobble at the end of the week that says, go inside, dredge up that garbage you've kept buried. Take out those boxes you put at the back of the shelf that holds all of those things you chose to hold on to the one day when you can say, I'm a victim. Look at all the bad things that happened to me. Open those boxes, release, and let them go. Don't let them go at someone. Don't create a conflict with someone. Just release. Forgive, release. Forgive, release. Bless, release. And that will lead us into our guest today. Courtney Amundson began her path as a seeker at a young age, progressing to the point that her teachings began to flow through her effortlessly. At the age of 16, she followed in the footsteps of Esther Hicks, Jane Roberts, Edgar Cayce, and Jay-Z Knight to become an extraordinary, powerful channeler. Now at age 20, she's produced her book, Teachings from God, which began in 2012 when she began to take this energy coming through her and recording it and typing it and putting it down. So this compilation of teachings from God, greeting your soul and revealing the divine within, has been presented to the world. Now, she's dedicated to the advancement of her teaching. She's progressing through her Qigong healing certification. She's also in cranial sacral therapy certification. She's a classically trained violinist, and she's engaging her passion for music in new and more free expression. Teachings from God has given her the inspiration and tools to create the life that excites her. And more than anything else, she wants to inspire and excite us as well. Courtney, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel very drawn to this show, I have to say. And as you were talking about the card that you drew today, I kept thinking that feels so resonant with just my journey, really, essentially, the words that you were saying. And it just resonated with me a lot.
Now, would you like to share with the listeners a little bit, since I only touched on brief little elements of it, a little bit of your journey so they can understand how you went, and you're still at 20, a very young age, but how you went from a young age to this awareness this connection and this ability to share these teachings with us?
Well, I found out on March 12, 2012, I had an experience in my meditation where I connected with the divine, and it was my first experience when I started to receive these messages, and it came through the form of typing. I was meditating, and I felt this amazing golden light angel come into my body, and it was such a expansive, blissful feeling, and so much wisdom, and it was an incredible feeling, and I became weightless. I felt weightless. I felt expansive, as I said, and almost like my physical body kind of burst out, and my spirit kind of just kind of ripped out the seams, and so I went to the computer, and I put my hands down on the keyboards, and this light started to shoot through my fingertips. And as they did that, they pressed down on the keys. And I knew intuitively to do that because I had already been introduced to the work of Abraham Hicks. And so I knew how, you know, this sort of thing happened to people. And so I was prepared in a sense, and I wasn't afraid at all because I felt unconditional love coming from this presence. And they said to me that they were source energy and they were here to help me to find my purpose and to help heal many, many people across the world. And they said they were going to be guiding me and channel a book that I was supposed to share with people. And I was not prepared for that at all because I wanted to be a classical violinist and do that whole thing. So I did not at all expect that to happen. And I followed my intuition. I followed the guidance that I was being given. And the teachings just got deeper and deeper as I evolved on a personal level. And it started to transform into these universal concepts. And actually, you know, kind of coming from a more personal place to a guidance and teaching for humanity. And that's when I realized that it was very important that I continue to follow my mission, to listen to the guidance I was getting, and to do my best to deliver these things so that I could share it with people. And so it's touched me very deeply, and it's touching a lot of people now. It's amazing that it's a very personal journey for everyone, a personal journey of awakening to your true nature and who you really are and finding your soul purpose and allowing your full nature to guide you, allowing this relationship with your divine to be the most important thing in your life so that you can always have that, you know, best friend with you along the way, and that helps you to feel purpose in life, and it helps you to feel empowerment, and I think most of all, it allows you to not feel lost and alone, you know. So that's been the journey for me, but it was quite an awakening for sure, and I'm still surprised to this day. You know, I'm still surprised what kind of messages come out of me when I surrender and I let the divine just flow right through. And so that's why I really connected with some of what you said with the card that you drew today, because that's how I feel my work is. And it's about just being a channel and allowing that to come through. And so now I know I'm much more than just this body, this human body. There's much, much more underneath there, and so much wisdom and tools that I have and everyone has within them that we can draw upon to help heal ourselves and to help heal others and bring guidance and wisdom and inspiration to the world.
Now, do you consider yourself an old soul?
Yeah, I definitely do. And the reason why is because if I wasn't, I don't know where this would come from. I definitely feel in many ways that I've developed some skills or some abilities or ways of thinking about things that I have had my whole life that other people maybe don't understand. And I think it's just, you know, we all have a different soul evolution, each and every one of us. We're at a different point in our evolution. And so, you know, many people are old souls. I think, you know, we are eternal beings. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have been around a long time or you haven't, but I would consider myself one. I don't try to put too much weight on that because mm-hmm. I think that what's important is that we, you know, we draw upon our own authentic, how do I put it into words? I think so many of us, we label ourselves, and I've gotten into this trap too, and I think a lot of spiritual people, they do this where you kind of, I'm an indigo child, or I'm a crystal child, or I'm an old soul, or I'm a starseed, and to some degree, you know, it's totally fine if you want to say that, but also I've noticed that sometimes it disempowers you, or it allows you to maybe feel small, or on the other side, maybe kind of put yourself on a pedestal. And what I've seen is when you kind of let all of that go, then you can allow just the pure, the wisdom and the teachings to come forth. And what I've found to be true is that we all have this golden toolbox within our physical bodies that has been gathering information. Some people call it, you know, the Akashic Records. And that wisdom has been collecting in there for your entire, you know, beingness, your entire soul's evolution. And so because we are, all of us are evolved beings, we have a lot in there that we can use. And so in that way, I kind of consider everyone to be an old soul. I think it's
really wise to also say that too often we get caught up in labels, and it's good not to live within our label or require a label to define us. And I think that was
right. Important
for the listeners to hear from what you shared. Now, when you channel, was your channeling, is it strictly where you type it out? So you don't have there's no entity, being, or voice that comes out of you as your channel. It's just what comes through you, and you put it to the, you type it out?
That's how it started for me. And then I actually, here in Minnesota, I was asked to join a panel of women that basically did this for the public. And so I did actually, in that circumstance, I kind of asked, you know, can you please start moving through my voice so that I can help other people in this group. And mm-hmm. through that experience, I started to do this vocally. And what came through was a much different tone or much different energy because it was moving right to people's heart. It was putting them in that space almost immediately instead of just reading something on a page. When I do it through my mouth, when I vocalize through my mouth, people often just go right to that space. They feel that energy speaking directly to them, almost like, you know, a warm, you know, gentle embrace or something. Mm-hmm. Very similar to feeling your mother, like your mother's embrace, something that's very motherly. And the energy isn't just feminine, but it has that quality of unconditional love that people just feel, you know, they feel very, very at peace and very supported and loved. And so, you know, I kind of allowed it to transform for that experience, and now I can really do it either way. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's the same experience, but it's not an entity, a singular being. What I found to be true is we often separate this energy, source energy, into different beings, and we give them names, and there's nothing wrong with that to a certain degree. But what I was told is that for me to fully understand the concept of God, to really experience it at a deeper state, that it would be wise for me to not give names or not try to figure out who they are, where they came from, all of that. Because what was coming through was plural. It was all we instead of I. And so I knew it was a collective, but I questioned, and so I let go of the names, and then what came through was much broader, and it was what I call oneness. It's a state where, you know, it's the place where we all came from and where we all go back to. It's like a pot of soup, and the pot of soup has many different flavors in it, many different textures, and we're able to pick out those different flavors. And as humans, that's what we do. We would, you know, maybe call the salt Archangel Michael, and the pepper Archangel Gabriel, and we often say, you know, we're channeling that specific being.
How did you know I call my pepper Archangel Gabriel?
But that's an analogy that's in the book, actually.
I know.
Yeah, and it was actually humorous for me too when I read it, because it made so much sense, and we do it. We do that all the time, and we get very caught up on labeling everything, and, you know, myself included at the time. But now I'm comfortable with knowing that it's oneness, but I don't feel less connected to that. At the time, I needed to have a name, and it made me feel closer, and that's great. But now my experience has broadened.
Yeah. So actually, even your term, your use of the teachings from God, is really from what I think I came across in the book, is really just for those who need a label of it's God.
Exactly. That's the word, and I used it sort of against my own.
I bet you the publisher pushed for it, right?
Well, I published, actually. I did a project myself, down to the cover and everything.
I love the cover.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, but the reason why I decided to use the word God is because it's a word that everyone can understand the meaning. And my tendency was to want to say oneness or use a word like that, to me, which is a more pure understanding of what it really is. But my entire mission for this work is to bring it, you know, as broad as possible, make it as universal as possible, so that I get outside the box of, you know, being just ultra-spiritual or New Agey or whatever people might see me as on the outside. Because for me, I'm very practical. I'm very just, you know, I don't try to be anything. I use these teachings to help me in my life. And so people think I'm, you know, some people think I'm ultra spiritual, and I, you know, drink green juice every day, and just, you know, I fit that description. And so for me, if I were to use a word like oneness, I thought it might turn some people off or give them the wrong idea. And first impressions are everything, so I figure that, you know, once people actually go into the book and see what it's all about, they'll connect with it in a way that, you know, might be different than their first impression.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot in the book. This book has, just for people to know, it has 50 chapters, but that doesn't mean it's like a huge, huge doorstop book. But there's a lot in it because it covers a variety of different ideas and thoughts and directions. And when we go through and we look at some of the language here that's used in here, do you find that language as an unnatural language to you. In other words, it talks often about dear ones and phrases like that. I'm assuming, just from listening to you, that that's not your natural language that comes through.
Not at
all.
So
when you're typing in the channeling versus when you bring through a voice, but when you're typing in the channeling, do you find yourself able to get out of the way of the information coming through? Or sometimes do you have to step away and say, okay, I'm getting my mind, my ego needs to get engaged here, and I need to step away?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. That's been my entire journey about this, is I keep asking, how can I take down my own veils? How, you know, please help me to let myself really step aside. And that doesn't mean a complete takeover. It just means taking the back seat. And so that's been a complete, you know, I've worked very hard at that. And my dedication to this work has been, you know, very, the biggest part of my life. And so I do keep asking, you know, help me to step aside more and let my ego take a back seat so that I can really see the truth. And that's been the case on a personal level as well. I want to see myself as clear as I possibly can without my own mind and ego getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times where I have kind of created my own story and then realized later that I got in the way a little bit. But, you know, sometimes I would be, I would catch myself, and then I would notice, okay, I need to let myself go again, let myself go, and then I would go deeper, and I would really hear the truth. But, you know, it takes a lot of strength to do that, because there's so much that we don't know that we think we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a process, but
it's clear you're very disciplined, because you certainly wouldn't be a concert violinist or violinist without that level of discipline. It's all instruments require discipline, but that one certainly does. So you have the ability to discipline yourself in terms of when you were going through the process of receiving these teachings and recording them for the production of the book, did you set aside a regular time during the day, or did you do it as things hit you? In other words, was it more spontaneous?
It was definitely spontaneous, but I would say for the majority of, the maybe 2.5 years in which I was gathering the information on my little netbook, which my mom got for me when this started, I was being given it at a pretty fast pace. For the first, I would say, week or week and a half, I was hit with this presence so strongly that I was up all night long in my bed typing, channeling, you know, going to these amazing places and meeting with these beings, and they were just downloading me with information, and it was flowing, and I was having my own experience, and then the information that was coming down on the computer was, you know, very deep, and I had no idea. I would never know what was on the page until I would come out of my meditation, and then I would see, it's like 3 hours later, you know, 15 pages later, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I had no idea. And so it was me being guided by Source and allowing it to happen whenever it needed to happen. And so I would, you know, spend a lot of my days, like, painting pictures if I was being guided to do that. Sometimes they would have me paint certain things, guide my hand on the brush, or you know, go out in nature, and they would teach me lessons out there. But I was very disciplined to the learning and the teaching on a personal level, and I guess it was spontaneous, but it was very, very frequent, and sometimes, you know, all day long.
Sure. I want to let folks know that you have your website, teachings.com, that they can go to learn more about your work and what you offer. And speaking of your website, as well as something you just mentioned, there's quite a few pictures. You mentioned that you're in Minnesota, and there's quite a few pictures that are outdoors pictures. So is nature a big part of your journey and your connection with the divine?
Yes, it's a huge part. I love being out in nature, and I love the four seasons that we have here in Minnesota. My family is very outdoorsy. We, you know, we have a cabin in Wisconsin, and we often go on camping trips, and like some serious camping trips where basically out in the wilderness, and you canoe 13 miles to get to your destination, and you're out there by yourself. And I've had those experiences from a young age, and it's definitely connected me to life in a really, really powerful way.
Yeah. Do you encourage others as they're, you mentioned at the very beginning, so I'm giving a convoluted question. I'm going to be jumping. I apologize. At the very beginning, you mentioned the idea that one of your hopes for the work that you're doing is helping people really find their own path and find their own direction. Do you feel right. that a part of that for people is a connection with nature? In other words, would you recommend, I'm not telling tell, you know, but would you recommend that we all try to find some connection in nature as part of our spiritual path journey?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think that it's a big, big part of us as being human beings. You know, there's so much sacredness in the earth. There's so much information, and I've come to really have a lot of respect for nature and the animals and the plants. And even though they're not the same as us, everything has consciousness. And so I try to draw upon that energy for support. And you know, the trees, I love to, you know, if ever I'm feeling ungrounded, I love to go out and hug the trees, and it sounds very hippie, but it really does work, and it feels so grounding and good. And, you know, I'd say it's very, very beneficial for anyone, but it gives us clarity. It brings us back to our source. It brings us groundedness. It decreases stress. It increases resilience, and it can really bring you in touch with yourself very, very fast if you're willing to kind of respect nature the way that you would another person.
Mm. Yeah, I think that, for me, I'm not putting words in your mouth. For me, I think that that's something that holds true as our industrialized society has driven so many of us away from nature, that every opportunity to get back in nature serves as a good grounding source. But are there other things that you would recommend people consider as part of their spiritual practice that may help them get more in touch with their own true self as well as with the divine?
You know, I think it's very personal, and the reason why I leave that open is because I think so many people are looking for, you know, a plan. And that's what we have in our society. We have plans to help us with things and to get fit and to get healthy and so many plans and processes. And I think that for me, the greatest lesson that I've learned is to, you know, try out things and see how your body responds, see how, you know, whether it really resonates with you and find what works. But when you really have a connection with something, it will really, you know, put you in that place of healing much faster. And for me, Qigong has been an incredible resource. And I believe it was given to me because I'm supposed to be doing it. And I knew that it was right for me the moment I met this Qigong master here. I was 9 years old when I met him, and I knew at that moment I wanted to be a healer. And so that instant connection, it's a message for you that you're, you know, that's the right thing for you. So explore.
One thing I want to
Go ahead. I was just saying, you know, explore, and then when you find a spark with something, you know, use that as a sign, a message, and move forward with that.
And I'm going to extrapolate from something you said, which is not what you said. What I'm about to say is not what you said, and I'm not reframing what you said. But I think for the listeners, what I would like to share from your Qigong experience is that it's, and to me it's very similar to being in nature, I think it's important for us to find a practice that allows us to slow down for a moment. Because if we don't slow down for a moment, we can never get to the silence within, whatever that practice might be. So for you, your connection started with Qigong, and Qigong may be something. For others, it could be a practice of Tai Chi. It could be a walk in a park. It could be something that allows us to just slow down and step away from our daily routine of busy, busy, busy. And I think that's important, and I certainly agree with you completely that for each of us, it's individual. We have to find what works best for us. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you that the grounding piece is very, very important, and what I found to be true with Qigong, and by the way, if there's listeners that are interested in that, you should look up Spring Forest Qigong, because it's an amazing, amazing, and I back it up 100%. I've been studying it for 10 years, and what I found to be true is when you're able to really focus on your own personal energy, building up your energy and learning to clear blockages in your body so that you're working at, you know, optimal level, then you can really deepen at a spiritual level more deeply. But you have to clear through the emotional, physical things and work on strengthening your energy to get to that place. So that, you know, the physical part of being human and managing our physical bodies, that's a very, very big part in deepening our connection, I feel.
Did you study with Chunyi Lin, by the way, Master Chunyi Lin?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who
wonderful.
I...
spoke with him several times. Spoke with him several times on air, and he's a beautiful man. But one of the things I do want to say, I'm not a Qigong master, and I'm not an expert on Qigong, is one of the things that he emphasizes through his teachings, and I don't know about other Qigong masters, is really that we are all natural healers, and we need to open up to our healing ability with inside of ourselves. And Spring Forest Qigong is, of course, one way of opening up and experiencing that.
Yeah, I feel that this, my book, even the title, it's kind of another mirror of that same message. His is, you know, that we're all born a healer. And my book is called Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within, which is also, I feel, the same thing, which is that we have that within us. We are our greatest teacher. We are our greatest support system. Greatest healer is within you. And so when you empower yourself into that place, healing starts very, very fast. But we have to step out of victimhood. We have to step out of smallness and giving our power away to others, because we have the answers. That's how I have received the greatest healing and the greatest, you know, messages. And you'll see that in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And that came from me. And I have no idea how, you know, it's, I mean, I know how. I surrendered and I asked for it. But there was vocabulary in there that I didn't even know what it meant. And I had to look it up. And it's like, it's just incredible how that can happen when you let go and you just let God just flood in and help you and heal you. And it's, you know, that's the power when you open up yourself and realize your own potential.
But, well, I think one other thing that not only does your title but your book and you actually just said is it's also a reminder to all of us that we are divine. Each and every one of us are divine. And so, as you said, when we stop going without to look for the answers, but we go within, we recognize that we're probably the God we're seeking. We just have to go inside and let that God speak.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And And that's why my message is so important for people to hear, because even as I'm doing these interviews and I'm talking about this, I still get people coming to me and, can you please send me healing energy, or can you help me figure out, they have a question for me, and I understand where it's coming from, because we've been conditioned to believe that other people have the answers that we need. And so what I help people to do is to find that within themselves. I help guide people to find that within themselves so that they can support themselves and find those answers within themselves and see when the intuition comes. And so it's a very empowering thing. It's taking separation out and unifying yourself with your higher self, where that guidance comes from.
And I want to remind folks that we're speaking to Courtney Amundson. Did I say that right, by the way?
Yes, you did. Congrats.
Okay. About her book, Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. It's a channeled book of wisdom that Courtney started bringing through in 2012. She's 20 today. So we have to come back to really the elephant in the room. And since you're not here, you don't realize I really have an elephant in the room. I'm teasing. But is when you started going through this process, what was the reaction of your parents? I mean, how were you able to have that dialogue with them?
Yeah, I think I remember this day. I called my mom at work and I said, I'm kind of talking with angels or something. And I didn't really know how to say it. And I was like, yeah, your mom came through and I talked to great grandma, and they're telling me I have a lot of things to, I have a lot of things to uncover. And I think the response was, oh my gosh. Let's talk about this when I get home. it was not unnatural, because, like I said, we were already into this stuff. We knew about the Abraham Hicks material. We listened to their CDs together. I watched The Secret when I was little. I was into Conversations with God. I watched that movie when I was 9 or 10. So the concept was not unfamiliar at all, but I think being that I all of a sudden was doing this, it was kind of shocking and also extremely exciting, because it was like we had this new, awesome kind of magic happening in the house. And anytime anybody had a question, I would sit down and I would channel it, and it actually gave us so much support as a family and a lot of confidence to just, even really, really small things that people might think are really mundane became, we would channel about it. And so, it was very supported, and my mom would often, actually a lot of times, my mom would sit in the room with me and just kind of hold the energy for me, and she would ask a lot of the questions that are actually in this book, and I would channel them. So she was there for a lot of it, read a lot of the book as it was being written, and my dad occasionally as well, and my sister sometimes, and so it was mostly my immediate family that I talked about this with. And that was just because it was most understood in my immediate family. But then I got a little bit more courage to start talking about it. And my biggest thing is I support myself 100%. And I learned that, my sole purpose, my dedication to my sole purpose is what is most important. And I can't wait around for other people to understand me or to validate me. And that's the biggest thing, I think, for listeners, too, is learn to really find your power within yourself, so that anything that comes to you, people that might not understand you or might question you, that you always have your solid foundation within yourself that keeps you strong and in your path.
Well, and I think that that's important. What would be for the listeners who have not yet had an opportunity to reach teachings from God, and they could certainly go to teachingsfromgod.com to find out more about you and your work. But for those who haven't had an opportunity to read it yet or even experience you, what would be the most important points that you feel you would like them to get from Teachings from God?
I would like them to understand that this is not something out of the ordinary, that we all have this capability. And so as you're reading the book, just remember that you are a divine being, that you have incredible wisdom within you, that you have the power to be who you want to be. And there's such love in the book. And so just know that this is not just about information, gathering information. This is about connecting with you, the real you. And it's something that you can cherish because, you know, you are so supported and so loved, and you're never on the wrong path. You're always on the right path. The difference is when you know that you're on the right path, then you can be in vibrational alignment to where you want to be. And so I would say just keep believing in yourself, supporting in yourself, and, you know that there's so much more to you than what you see on the surface. So get really curious and start asking questions, because when you ask the questions, the answers start to come back to you, but you're the one that has to knock on the door. That's the biggest thing.
We want to let folks know, too, that they can subscribe to your newsletter to get more information. They can do that on teachingsfromgod.com. And you mentioned, and I may have lost it, was it just the newsletter, or didn't you have something coming up you wanted to mention? I'm sorry that it slipped my mind.
Yeah, I am testing out an online book club. And
there you go. I'm sorry.
And for me, you know, this is an idea that came to me because I see this book really as a lifetime of information, something that I'm still learning from every day. And I find that it might be very, very powerful and expansive for people to have a place to discuss the book. Anything, you know, no matter where you are in it, you don't have to read it in chronological order, but anything that you might be reading that you feel like, oh, we should discuss this, we should talk about this, that's what this online book club is about. So I'm going to be doing it monthly. I think I'm going to be doing it monthly. I might bump it up a little bit more, depending on how people like it. But so basically it's going to be maybe like a Google Hangout, something like that, where we can chat and discuss. So it's designed to be kind of like a study group for all of us. So bring the book and have your highlighter, and we'll just like get talking about it and start a discussion. So I think it's going to be very powerful.
It would be good for people to go to your contact page of teachingsfromgod.com and enter in and say you want to be a part of the book club.
Yeah,
or join your newsletter list. Is that correct?
Yeah. The best would actually be the contact form, because then I can separate the two. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So we want folks to do that. Again, it's Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. There's as everything that we share, Courtney, here on Good Vibrations Radio, the real point is it's up for people to find out what resonates and works for them, as you've shared even in your own sharing with us. And so I encourage those who are intrigued or interested in Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within, to go ahead and explore it. But at a minimum, go to teachingsfromgod.com, sign up for the newsletter. If you're interested in the online book club, of course, you're going to have to get the book. So make sure you put those two together. Sign up for the online book club. Send a message to Courtney. Get the book and go through it. And as she said, you don't have to go through it from beginning to end. You can go through and you can pick a chapter. You can say, I really want to do listen to the music in the silence. You could say, you are a light worker, which are chapter headings, awakening earth consciousness. You can go to what draws you and deal with that, because that's probably the message you need to hear most. So use it that way. Use it as a daily guide for you to go through, a daily reading for something, and it would certainly help shift you. So, Courtney, besides the online book club, what changes have really occurred in your life as a result of this part of your journey? You mentioned you had hoped to be a concert violinist, and now you've shifted from that. What do you feel the greatest changes have happened as a result of your opening and awakening to this information coming through you?
I have complete confidence in where I am. I no longer come up against blockages and, you know, and think that it's all over. You know, I see that being human has, you know, means that I have a limited perception, but it doesn't mean that what I see is necessarily the reality. So I extend myself out. I always ask for support, you know, from behind the veil, and I ask to always be shown the way, and I listen, and I have confidence, and I see that, you know, every time I follow the signposts, I open up more into myself, and so I don't see, you know, the universe kind of out to get me. I don't see hate or jealousy or anything wrong, I guess. I see everything as divinely planned, and that also goes with my own relationship to other people and the world around me, and it just makes sense. It feels like all the puzzle pieces have come together in a way where I can understand myself a lot more, and when you understand yourself more, you understand the world more, and you understand who you really are in relationship to all of that. So very powerful, a lot of openings, and but I continue to learn more, and I'm definitely not done learning.
Well, yeah, none of us ever are. So no. I want to thank you once again. Let folks know we've been talking with Courtney Amundson, Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. Her website is teachingsfromgod.com. You can find out more by going there. You can sign up for her newsletter. You can also sign up using the contact page to get on her online book club that she'll be starting very soon, about talking about the teachings from God and what's next for you, what you don't understand, whatever, whichever direction the conversation needs to go. So, Courtney, I want to thank you for joining us here today. Please hold on, if you would, please. I want to remind folks that Good Vibrations Radio will be back tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, with spiritual guidance brought forth by Stephen Heckhouse, channel and energy healer. You can visit him at amritaloka.com, but go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect over from there. Now, this show that we've had today will be replayed at 5 p.m. Pacific Time today, right here on New Radio Monterey. And we want to thank all of you who support and listen to Good Vibrations Radio. Encourage you to go to goodvibrationsradio.com, get on our email list, like us on Facebook, and let us know what you would like more of, less of, as long as the less of doesn't mean less of me, because I'm part of the package deal. You got me. So that's it. And we want to remind you, this is an emotional week. Patience, persistence, perseverance, and just do it all with compassion and love. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Azar. Many blessings to all of you. Thank you once again for listening. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loved vibrations happening.